Tomorrow, lots of important outdoor activities for sure. Highs in the upper 50s. Rain chances are not zero, but let's say 20% or less, especially first half of the day. A mostly cloudy day, a few sun breaks perhaps. Then on Sunday, pretty nice. High near 60, partly sunny. And then near 60 on Monday as well, with a good bit of sunshine around. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police say they responded to four bomb threats Thursday. One threat led to temporary evacuations at Auburn University at Montgomery. All of the threats have now been cleared. Numerous bomb threats were reported in cities across the country. Montgomery police are investigating a shooting that left a woman dead. Police say this happened around 2:15 Thursday afternoon in the 1500 block of South Court Street. If you can help police find the shooter, make sure you call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. And Montgomery Mayor Todd Strange says that the city's recycling plant is set to reopen on January 7th. Mayor Strange says that the plant will operate just as it did when it closed down in October of 2015. The plant is already slowly accepting some trash to test its machinery. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
This is David with Mr. Sandman Mattress. I have been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 20 years with great results. Their many station formats help me reach a broad cross-section of the local market and have helped me succeed in the highly competitive mattress business.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Sweet Creek Farm Market is where you'll find the largest selection of pecans and pecan products in town. Unique gifts and candles made in Alabama, paired with Sweet Creek's sweet treats, make for a perfect gift. Select your favorites for a customized gift basket. Sweet Creek Farm Market is a unique local treasure, and they're happy to help you ship your gifts anywhere in the nation. Sweet Creek Farm Market, 2 miles south of Taylor Road and Highway 231 in Pike Road.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Friday, TGIF and all that kind of good stuff. First-time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market. $50 gift card, $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Then, anybody can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of your favorite things from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Let's go back to Papa B and finish our conversation. Hey, Papa B.
Hey. Okay, so for the last 2 years, I have watched, to my dismay, the Justice Department thumb its nose at Congress. When Congress wanted documents, they slow-walked it or didn't even give it to them. And then now we see that Senator Grassley had requested documents, and they're not providing it to him either. So it appears that not just then, but also now, the Justice Department has decided that it is some sort of super government agency that's not accountable to anybody. They're not accountable to the president. They're not accountable to the Congress. And they can lie to the courts at will, lie and hoodwink the courts at will. I don't see any stopping this until somebody like this judge that has requested documents really puts the gavel down on it. And the Congress, I don't understand why they don't have the willpower to do something.
Where in the world are you, Papa B?
I'm sorry. I'm getting my trash can. Off the road.
Okay, let me tell you what the thought process is from the DOJ portion of this. Yeah. DOJ is saying they can't give the documents because there's an ongoing investigation. That's their thought process.
Pretty convenient thought process there, I'd say. But why couldn't... So they can't get it to Congress because it's an ongoing investigation?
Because they're worried the information will leak out.
I don't know, Dan. I don't give them any kind of credibility for that kind of statement anymore, especially given everything that we found out. So, but anyway... You see my point?
Oh, absolutely. Like, I mean, our biggest problem of this whole thing is we've got to get to the bottom of the corruption within the FBI and within the DOJ. And the person who is stopping that, it appears to me, is Mueller. And then the question is why? And is he stopping it because he really does have an investigation? Or is he stopping it because he wants to run the clock out so that you won't figure out all the crap that went on in the FBI and DOJ?
Yeah. Which is, in my mind, more likely. But anyway, well, listen, Dan, thanks for taking my call. Interesting conversation. Let's see what happens.
You got it. You have a great day. Let's go to my good friend, Old Navy. Hey, Old Navy.
Good afternoon, Dan.
How are you today, my friend?
I am wonderful, but I hate to brag.
Uh-oh.
I just can't understand why Comey's not doing all these interviews from prison.
Yeah. Really, it's because nobody is investigating. Well, nobody has found. I don't know if they're investigating him or not. I know they're investigating McCabe.
Well, I'll tell you, they need to put Comey on that same list. And sooner rather than later, I wonder if the American people know how close we came to losing our country.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, old Navy. I think my confidence, if we do not get to the bottom of this, my confidence in our Department of Justice and government in general will be nil. This gives me the reason to go buy another gun.
Yeah, I can't believe that we with all the problems we've had with the FBI so far, that we don't make a condition of continued employment to go through a third-party lie detector exam.
Ooh. That would be an interesting thing.
And if you choose not to go through it, then you don't have a job anymore. I'll tell you, when I was in the Navy and something happened, they brought NIS in, and that's the first thing they did. They set up their lie detector test, and they ran everybody through it.
Interesting. So everybody on the ship?
No, everybody that was involved in the investigation.
Oh, okay.
Yep, and if you chose, you had a right to choose not to go through it, but if you did, you were on the naughty list, you know. You had to deal with what the outcome was.
Well, the thing to me on this whole thing is so disheartening that it's taken this long. I mean, to me, it's very logical what happened. My only problem is I don't know if Mueller is a black hat and or Rosenstein is a black hat. Yeah, everybody says Mueller is a straight arrow and all this kind of stuff, but it just doesn't...
I don't see it.
I don't see it either. I do not see it. And the more I look at what happened and the way it happened, and this thing getting referred over to the Southern District of New York's U.S. Attorney Office, and that's what Trump's biggest problem is right now, is that. It's not collusion. It's not any of this stuff. That's the biggest problem. And Mueller got Rosenstein to punt that.
Yeah. And we had not heard Mueller go into the Clinton side at all.
No, not at all.
Not a single Democrat is under investigation from the Mueller investigation.
Right, but Hoover from Utah is investigating the Clinton Foundation.
true, but Mueller certainly has touched the Clintons enough to see enough things that are impropriety to cause him to go in that direction.
Yeah, I mean, I think if he wants to get to Russian collusion, I think the whole thing of paying for the Steele dossier and the references to Russia that were not true, where did that come from? And there's a lot there that he could get involved in.
Please sign me up for the Sweet Creek drawing, please.
You got it. O'Navy, give me month and day of birth.
10:30.
Is it 10:30? No. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow, my friend.
See you tomorrow. Bye. Thanks.
Oh, Navy and I are going to go to the Fresh Market together. Load up. I tell you that $6.99 a pound for you're going to get the butcher's cut, either whole or half. That's where when they receive the meat before they chop it, cut it up, it's in the butcher cut. They will slice it into steaks for you. They'll just trim it for you, whatever. But $6.99 a pound for prime New York strip, that is unbelievable. Okay, so let's listen to Dershowitz talk about his reaction to the Cohen charges.
Your reaction, what did you think of the Cohen interview today, sir?
Well, what Cohen doesn't seem to understand is the difference between something that may be wrong and something that may be illegal. Reasonable people could disagree about whether it's wrong to pay hush money to somebody to stop them from disclosing alleged impropriety sexually. Reasonable people could say that's wrong or that's right. It's not illegal. A presidential candidate under the law could spend $1 billion of his own money to do anything in the campaign. For example, if a presidential candidate took cash, literally cash, and went and paid one of these women and said, I'm paying you not to disclose what happened, and I'm doing it in order to help myself be elected president, that would not be a crime. A president's entitled to make campaign contributions to his own campaign. And the only issue is whether, if he did it at all, he did it properly. And to the extent he authorized Cohen to make the payments, that makes them payments by the president, which makes them legal. And so whether you think it's wrong or right, I don't understand the case for how it's illegal. If you look at the very, very complicated campaign laws, the one thing that comes out simply is that a candidate may himself or herself contribute as much as they want to a campaign. If Bloomberg decides to run for president, he can say, I'm not taking a nickel from contributors. I'm going to put $1 billion of my own money into this campaign. And he could do it for any reason whatsoever. So I don't understand the case for making that criminal. Okay. And what I worry about is when you criminalize political sins and you eliminate the line between wrong and crime, you're really endangering the rule of law.
And that's a good point. You know, Dershowitz is no slouch when it comes down to constitutional law. He's very much a constitutionalist, very much a libertarian when it comes down to civil rights and personal rights of people. So I think he's really hitting this solidly. Now, this is where, to Papa B's point, he's going to say, tell me what the crime is.
Does it matter that whether Cohen told Trump that the payment was a violation of the law? Well, we don't know the answer right now, but does that matter?
Well, if he told him it was in violation of the law, he would have been wrong, because it isn't in violation of the law. But if he had told him that, believe me, he had said it in his allocution. He would have told that to the special counsel, and he would have told it to ABC today. So I think we can be pretty sure he didn't have that discussion with the president. But even if he had had that discussion, getting bad or wrong legal advice from your lawyer doesn't make a non-criminal act into a criminal act. You might have the mens rea at that point, but you don't have the actus reus. So you haven't committed an actual crime if you're the candidate who pays money to your own campaign or to women who endanger your own campaign. And what I'd like to do is issue a challenge to the special counsel or anybody who defends the special counsel. Show me the beef. Show me the criminal statute that would violate if it in fact happened. There's no real evidence other than Cohen's word that it happened. But if it happened, where's the statute? How is it illegal?
Now, let's kind of look at this. So he's making what Dershowitz is saying, it's his personal money. So he can do money into a campaign. But where do you separate where the campaign begins and where Donald Trump's personal life begins? He had just taken the hit on the Hollywood Access thing. He didn't know about that. Here's a question. You know, that came out of nowhere. That was a timing issue. Mm-hmm. They sat on that thing for years. So was that influencing a campaign by doing that? Were you trying to influence, and did Hillary Clinton mark that down as a donation? They make the point of these members of Congress that had the slush fund for the inappropriate actions within Congress with your staff.
Yes.
So if you were hiding that, was that a campaign contribution that the federal government made? That was actually money that was federal dollars that was there. That would be, to me, if this holds, wouldn't that be an illegal contribution from the federal government to your campaign? Because you're benefiting from it, because the story that the lady was going to tell about what you did to her isn't going to happen because you basically got a settlement agreement. And that's all this was a settlement agreement. It was saying, I'm giving you this money to do this, and you do that. Quid pro quo. You're creating a contract with that. Now, the other side of this is the AMI part of it in the National Enquirer. And I kind of get out of some of the conversation of Cohen that this guy, Pecker, did it on his own, but he's kind of like, they talked about, you know, we're gonna snub stories. The question is, did they specifically talk about that story? Or did he do that on his own to help his friend out? And if someone goes out and does something for someone that you're a national publication and you go do something, should that person be, for example, if the New York Times writes a positive piece on Hillary Clinton and they interviewed her and they told her campaign and talked to her and did it, is that a campaign contribution? I don't see. I really think that they're kind of, they're grasping at things. They think this is like, oh man, you're about to hear the door slam behind Donald Trump. I'm going to go to a break. Coming back, look at what you're going to be talking about, the use of the FBI with Flynn.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Black Friday may be over, but at the Home Depot, we're just getting warmed up. Right now, get up to 2 free power tools, up to a $318 value, when you buy a select power tool kit. Choose from trusted brands like Ryobi, Makita, Milwaukee, Ridgid, and DeWalt. If you missed out on Black Friday, don't miss out on this. Get up to 2 free power tools with the purchase of a select power tool kit. Now, at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid through January 23rd while supplies last. Limit 1 redemption per customer. See store for details.
Put a smile on everyone's face this holiday with great gifts from Amazon. With low prices and fast free delivery with Prime. For everything you need this holiday, visit Amazon.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces Resources, who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
What are some things you can do during the holidays? Decorate, wrap something, have a movie marathon, throw a party, do something memorable? Do something memorable, like saving $7,500 on any new 2018 Jeep Grand Cherokee in stock. I'm Dick Brubaker with Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and the memories can be made during our 2018 Big Finish event. The 2018 Jeep Grand Cherokee offers exceptional off-road capability without sacrificing on-road ride comfort. It is refined with a quiet, well-finished cabin and composed ride. Happiness can be yours this holiday season with $7,500 off any new 2018 Jeep Grand Cherokee in stock. It's a memory in the making during the 2018 Big Finish event at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Better vehicles, better service, better pricing. It's a better buy at Brubaker.
Plus tax, tag, title, and fees. Must finance through Chrysler Capital. $7,500 off list price, not MSRP, based on availability. Offer expires December 31st.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Southbound on I-85, you have a real problem at the begins at the Wall exit. I would get off at the Wall exit and pick up 80 and take it where it runs parallel to the interstate. I'm looking at my Waze app, and it stretches where it's backed up on the northbound side all the way. Whoops. Almost to Chantilly. Then there's a wreck on Chantilly. That's screwing things up pretty badly. Also, down to traffic moving to 3 miles an hour there from the Wine Road turn to right at the interstate. And that's a problem. And then on Taylor Road, we've got Taylor Road looks like a wreck on the bridge going over I-85. And then that is Taylor Road backed up all the way to the Halcyon Park Drive, where you turn down to Halcyon Park, where the baseball field is. Okay, let's continue on here with Dershowitz. He's pretty on target here. He's going to be talking about the FBI with Flynn and how they handled this.
There's a deadline this afternoon. This judge in Virginia wants to see some of these documents on behalf of the special counsel for what they did or did not do with with General Flynn at the White House. This goes back to January of 2000 and what it would be 17. James Comey, in this interview earlier in the week, I thought this was interesting. I want to play it for you and tell us what you think is important about later today. Watch here.
I sent them. Something I probably wouldn't have done or maybe gotten away with in a more organized investigation, a more organized administration, in the George W. Bush administration, for example, or the Obama administration. And I thought it's early enough, let's just send a couple guys over.
Okay, what he was talking about was the decision to send FBI officers to the West Wing and talk to General Flynn. The case is being made that Flynn was entrapped with that interview. Based on what you know about it, is that possible? Mm-hmm. Is that a fair defense? What comes of that?
Well, first, on the day that Flynn was charged, I said he was not guilty, that he should plead not guilty, he'd win this case. I said that way, way back then. And here you have Comey basically saying we're sending these guys in to give him an opportunity to commit a perjury. We're going to tell him this is a relaxed conversation, you don't need a lawyer here, and they knew the facts. So it was utterly improper use of FBI agents. If it had been in front of the grand jury, it would be improper too. Grand jury and FBI agents are supposed to have interviews to find out things they don't know. They're not supposed to have interviews in order to ask somebody about something they know the answer to in an effort to try to spring a perjury trap on him. This is the classic perjury trap. And it's a trap that I think all Americans who care about civil liberties and who care about controlling prosecutors ought to be deeply, deeply concerned about. This is the most unfair use of the FBI, of prosecutorial tactics. Remember, one of the FBI agents who went to the meeting was Strzok, who was committed to bringing down Trump. This is impropriety, and I hope the judge sees it that way. Judge Ellis already has made comments about the special prosecutor's misuse of targeting people in order to squeeze them to get them not only to sing but possibly to compose.
I hope he does too. That would be a breakaway and kind of a stain in the Mueller side of the equation here. So let's go into where we're going to talk about. This is a CBS story. Trump was in the room during the Cohen hush money. Trump was in the room during the there we go.
New information ties President Trump to his campaign's efforts to silence women who claim they had sex with him more than a decade ago. CBS News sources confirmed the president was in the room when his then-attorney Michael Cohen and National Enquirer publisher David Pecker discussed paying hush money in August of 2015. Norah O'Donnell is reporting from Washington this morning.
That's right, in the room where it happened. That's the phrase this morning. Cohen pleaded guilty to breaking campaign finance laws in connection with hush money payments. So we're starting here in Washington this morning with Weijia Zhang, who is at the White House where the president denies knowing anything about them at the time. Weijia, good morning.
Good morning, Nora. President Trump is pushing back hard, claiming those accusations are only being made to make him look bad, even after Michael Cohen was sentenced to 3 years in prison, in part for pleading guilty to those crimes the president is denying.
Nothing at the Trump Organization was ever done unless it was run through Mr. Trump. He directed me to make the payments. He directed me to become involved in these matters.
In an interview with ABC News, Michael Cohen said the hush money payments to porn star Stormy Daniels and Playboy playmate Karen McDougal were made to impact the election.
You have to remember at what point in time that this matter came about, 2 weeks or so before the election, post the Billy Bush comments. So yes, he was very concerned about how this would affect the election.
Did you notice how CBS said that Cohen was found guilty and will serve 3 years in part because of what he talked about the campaign, as if that would have gotten him a sentence of 3 years?
Right.
That's what they're trying to imply. Every liberal media person and pointy head liberal was doing the exact same thing. Joe Scarborough did it on CBS, did it on CNN. All of them used that same term. Cohen is not going to jail for 3 years because of the hush money thing. He's only going 3 years because he's cooperating with Mueller. And what he's cooperating with is that portion of it, but that's not, he's going because of tax evasion.
Yes.
He's going because of the taxi medallion issue. He's going because he misrepresented documents of his worth. That's why he's going to jail for 3 years. They just threw this in so they could get a connection to the Mueller investigation and try to find Trump with the crime. That's all that is. That is all that is. News Talk 93.1, the Dan Morris Show, we're going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
During this special time of year, we should all take a moment and count our blessings. At Mr. Electric of Montgomery,
we understand it's you, our loyal customers, who have helped make us so successful over the years. To the Mr. Electric team, the safety of your home and family are more than just a job. It's a passion we share. Our dedication to providing quality workmanship and total customer satisfaction is always a priority. From everyone at Mr. Electric, we'd like to extend our heartfelt thanks for your business over the past year and wish you and your family a happy and safe holiday season. And remember, when you have an electrical problem, don't take chances. Give us a call and...
We're doing great. We're Mr. Electric.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by value pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned makes starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 5 days to return it for a full refund. 5 days to drive and decide. Need another reason to shop at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars? They're the area's largest buyer of used cars. Value pricing that can't be beat. 50 plus years of service to our community. A 5-day return policy. Credit options for everyone. And a huge inventory of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
Come see me, Tip James, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard. Or shop online at jackingram.com.
Mileage restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. Former personal attorney Michael Cohen says Donald Trump knew about hush money payments he made ahead of the election to women alleging affairs, telling ABC's Good Morning America.
He directed me to make the payments. He directed me to become involved in these matters.
The president insisting in an interview with Fox's Harris Faulkner.
He represents a client. I never directed him to do anything incorrect or wrong.
Cohen's 3-year sentence starts in March. Spanish prosecutors filing tax evasion charges against pop star Shakira to the tune of about $16 million. Saying the Hips Don't Lie star lied about her official residence, the Bahamas, from 2012 to 2014.
But was in fact living in Spain. Prosecutors want her to pay tax in Spain on her worldwide income.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Gulf Coast Supply, the most trusted name in metal roofing solutions for over 20 years. Learn more at GulfCoastSupply.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Carry the umbrella. It's going to be wet at times today with scattered to numerous showers around. Kind of a breezy day. Very mild. High temperature up to about 67. Tomorrow, lots of important outdoor activities for sure. Highs in the upper 50s. Rain chances are not zero, but let's say 20% or less, especially first half of the day. A mostly cloudy day, a few sun breaks perhaps. Then on Sunday, pretty nice. High near 60, partly sunny. And then near 60 on Monday as well, with a good bit of sunshine around. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank, where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. Their service is as sunny as the forecast, and their fee-free checking accounts can chase away the clouds. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1. The Dan Morris Show.
272-9228, that's where we are. Appreciate the telephone calls. Yeah, my weekend's going to begin in an hour and 25 minutes. Guys, if you want to get in on the drawing, let us know on the Sweet Creek Farm Market Get Past You. Let's go to the phones, so let's go to Rich. Hi, Rich. Hi, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good Friday,
Tim. Hey, Rich. How are you today, my friend?
Well, it's fine. A little misty and cloudy, but it's not cold. And this situation with Donald Trump, you know what really worries me, Dan and Joey, is those gold chess pieces that Barron got for Christmas last year. What in the world are they going to do whenever Robert Mueller finds out about those? You know,
I like that.
It's gotten that bad. Last night I hear that they're investigating the inaugural committee, not Donald Trump, but the inaugural committee.
Yeah, that's in our next clip that we've got. It's just mentioned towards the end of it. And they came out very firmly and said, you know, we had an accounting company that came in and looked at everything. And unless they're going to say somebody was shaking people down and getting a percentage, well, actually you can get a percentage cut. I know they did that in 1980. But I'm not sure what they're talking about here.
Well, and since when is some guy, he's convicted and sentenced, he's all over the damn TV networks giving interviews? How, this guy's going to make a fortune off of committing crime.
Who is that?
Cohen.
Oh, yeah.
You mean he's now been sentenced. Has he given these interviews after he's been sentenced?
Yeah, the interview with Good Morning America actually happened this morning.
So, the guy gets sentenced, he's going to prison, and he's out doing TV interviews. What the hell part of this don't I understand?
They normally give you a time period before you have to report.
This is, this Justice Department and court system in this country is rotted from top to bottom. This goes straight down to our city level, state government. It's beyond pathetic. I've never seen it in this bad state before. May I ask you a question?
Absolutely.
In between the Reagan's first and second term, I'm sure some of this kind of razzle-dazzle was going on because they didn't like Reagan any more than they liked Trump.
You talking about deep state?
Yeah.
No, it really wasn't like that. The CIA loved Reagan because they hated Carter so much. And Reagan, and I did the event, Reagan went out to Langley and brought in some spies out of the cold, and he did a thank you to them and their families, where he thanked them for their personal duty.
Yeah, I think I might vaguely remember that. Things have really gotten warped out of shape here, guys. And, you know, all this stuff is we can't testify because ongoing investigation is just covering their butts, man. And their butts always covered. Nobody else's is covered. So we got a very unbalanced situation with our, quote, justice system in this country, which has no damn justice.
Well, I hope you're wrong, because if it is the way it is appearing to be, I tell you, I'm scared. I'm genuinely scared. I'm not trying to sound, you know, dramatic or anything, but this really, really worries me.
Well, I hate to say it, but it is that way. Jeff Sessions proves it. The way he conducted himself as Attorney General, and now he's done tucked himself in an envelope somewhere. I'm sure he's going to make another few extra million bucks like the rest of these damn guys. You know, nobody gets in trouble but the common man in this country. So we got a big problem. And like I say, it's top to bottom. It goes right down to here to the local level. They do crooked crap like this all the time, man. Not like investigating Michael Cohen, but the police and all this, it's not the individuals, but the whole system is rotted to hell and back. How can we straighten it out? I'll be glad if somebody can do it. Thank you, guys. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. Let's go to the phones and go to East. East, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, good afternoon. Look, very quickly, I just want to kind of check with you. Since Spain is dragging in Shakira for tax fraud, what's the chance that Al Sharpton's going to get called up here anytime soon? I figure we could pave a road with what he owes, right?
Yeah, he does owe a considerable amount, and I'm not sure. You know, Sharpton and Trump used to be friends before Trump became a Republican.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's if anything, Mr. Trump's been rather fair, if not just Donald Trump. I mean, you know, I'm kind of at a loss as to why everybody's, you know, kind of turning on him, because it seems disingenuous when he's writing checks for, you know, thousands of dollars for their organization. He's a great guy, but I was just amazed at the news today that they were going after Shakira. You know, I kind of thought she was bulletproof, but you never know.
You never know. It's exactly right.
Hey, listen, I'm looking forward to hearing about the winner of the Sweet Creek deal. You guys are bringing an A game. Thank you very much, and y'all have a great weekend.
Thank you. You have a great weekend yourself. 272-9228. Ah, Our good friend Ritz is on the line. Hey, Ritz, welcome aboard.
Well, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
The issue that I have is why is it okay for Avenatti and those two women to blackmail a presidential candidate during an election, but he can't pay somebody to make them go away? So like their dirty deed can't impact all the effort that he made to try to win an election. I don't understand the fairness in that.
I'm not following you on the Avenatti. Are you talking about Avenatti and Stormy Daniels? Are you talking about Avenatti and these women that made the false accusation against Kavanaugh?
No, Avenatti and Stormy Daniels, and then plus that other woman that got paid off too. But they're blackmailing.
Well, let's kind of get the facts on here. The Playboy model basically was AMI, the National Enquirer, paid her $150,000 for her story. But the only people who could tell that story were National Enquirer. She couldn't repeat it. And so then they froze it. In other words, they didn't actually print the story. So it was a business transaction that she basically bought into that she didn't realize it wasn't going to be a story. Stormy Daniels, Avenatti wasn't around Stormy Daniels when that part of the deal was made. He came later on when she wanted to go out in public and make millions of dollars telling her story.
Yeah, but isn't that blackmail when you say, hey, because they took money from them?
No, it's not blackmail. You're offering, you're saying, you tell us your story, and we'll pay you $150. Okay, we'll do that, but you can't talk to anybody else. Can't tell anybody else. Okay. Stormy Daniels, you know, here's $125,000 or $150,000, but you cannot tell your story. You cannot tell, you have to keep your mouth shut, or we will sue you for a multiple, I think it's 30 times the amount. And she agreed to that. And then she reneged.
Well, so she just went out and told people that, hey, I've got a story I want to sell.
I think what happened is she was contacted by someone, it may have been Cohen, and said, we'll give you $125,000 or $150,000, but you cannot talk about Donald Trump. And if you do, we're going to sue you for 30 times the amount that we give you. And it's a business transaction. It's a business transaction.
How did they find out about it?
How did the public find out about it? Because Stormy Daniels told them.
No, how did Donald Trump and Cohen find out about Stormy Daniels wanting to go public with their story?
I think it was probably a preemptive strike versus that she was going to go public with it.
Oh, he just knew that was a skeleton that needed to be taken care of.
Exactly. Because, you know, the way Avenatti just backs into his own words, which would be more valuable for Stormy Daniels? For Donald Trump to be president or for Donald Trump to lose the presidency because of Stormy Daniels?
Oh, I tell you what, that's exactly what their intent was, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And, well, I don't see how that... He happened to be running for president, but if he uses his own personal money, how could that be campaign finance? I don't understand.
Well, their concept is it benefited the campaign, but when you read the campaign finance rule, is it would have to only benefit the campaign and not any other benefit. And one of the other benefits is his personal life and his wife and his family. And he didn't want that out, so he is benefiting from that on a personal basis. So that's where the story kind of runs afoul, that when all these liberals are talking about, he was a felon, he is a felony. No, it's not. And that's why we had Dershowitz talk about that.
Yeah. Yeah, well, thank you. You cleared that up for me, because I was, I've been running in and out of stores here, and I've been catching pieces of this, and I just never could really understand why they're treating him like a criminal when all he was trying to do was protect his name and of course his family from embarrassment.
Yep.
Well, yeah, that's a good explanation. So they're trying to make something out of nothing.
Well, yeah, they're exactly. The campaign finance part of this thing, and I've talked to somebody who's very familiar with this. How do you prove? So in other words, if Brubaker Motors puts up a Brubaker sign and buys billboards, is that a campaign contribution if you're in an election cycle? Or is he doing business for his franchise?
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, they make these laws and they don't think about all these gray areas that they create. And I don't see how he could be culpable of breaking finance laws when he was clearly trying to protect his wife and family from embarrassment for his indiscretion.
Yeah. There you go. I mean, it's Atmos Racer. It's take the logical approach to this, and that's the logical approach.
Not if you hate Trump.
No. If you hate Trump, anything that Trump does is wrong and bad and evil.
Yeah. My goodness. Well, the thing I'm worried about now is it appears they're going to run people against him to, you know, harm him during the primary. And hopefully, you know, history proves that they can, you know, unseat him if he has a primary competition. So
that is the normal. That is the normal thinking. That is something that of why I said Barack Obama was going to win in 2012. But Donald Trump changes everything. All the normal historic values of things completely changes. So I think actually. Trump having opposition, particularly if it's Kasich or Flake, then they are going to look like the old establishment, tired and not able to get things done, and Donald Trump's going to be just beating the heck out of them.
Yeah, well, I hope that they don't do it just to beat him down and try to make him look so bad, because the thing I'm worried about is the female vote. You know, all this sensitivity, he's so insensitive, and it's upsetting all the women in the world, in the states. So, you know, they're losing he's losing their support, supposedly, and that's what I'm concerned about, you know, with his gruff tweets and stuff like that. And of course, you know, they showcase any tweet that he does that they could put a negative spin on and put it out in front of everybody to make him look as bad as possible.
Rich, I appreciate the telephone call. I got to go to a break. My friend Laura, hang on for me. Dan Moore Show, we'll be back right after this.
The Dan Moore Show. To liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440. Or visit southernhomesandgardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
272-9228. I've got Cindy saying, I'm going to support him. It's the ugly feminists that don't like him. Mainly in California. Thanks for the heads up there, Cindy. Let's go to Lori. Lori, welcome aboard the Dan Mora Show. How are you, my dear?
I'm doing great. Thank you. I just want to say this, too. First of all, I'm a female, and I will vote for Donald Trump again. Because he's not the same old BS. And I'm kind of new to politics and everything and getting educated on it. And, you know, he's not politically correct. And he says some things that, you know, he probably should kind of tweak a little bit before. But I voted for him, and I'm going to vote for him again. And because he's getting things done. And he's getting things done in a way that if the American people would just get on board and see that that's the way it should be done. But everybody's so used to being lied to and manipulated, and there's all the agendas and everything. But I agree with him. I support him. He's got my vote in 2020. Promise you that. My question is there such thing, and I know this is probably a stupid question, but
there are no stupid questions in this show.
Thank you. What happened to attorney-client privilege? Is there, like, there that goes out the window when it comes to getting information on someone that could damage them? Like, isn't it against the rules for Michael Cohen to be telling personal, private conversations with Donald Trump, whether he's president or not?
Yeah, let me give you the answer to that.
Okay.
You can do client attorney privilege can go out the window if there is a law that's being broken. And that's what is unclear. The prosecutor basically is saying he committed a felony. Dershowitz, who is a constitutional attorney, Harvard professor, says no, he didn't. Other people have said that who know something about the law. So if he did that, in other words, if he was acting as his attorney in fact, and he was representing Donald Trump with Stormy Daniels, then he was acting as an attorney, and that would be client attorney privilege.
That's what I thought. That's why I don't like.
But their argument is he broke the law. He was breaking the law, so therefore, then as soon as you're breaking the law, then that client attorney privilege goes out the window.
Well, and just for those of us who are not too well educated in this area of life, of politics and lawyers and those kind of things, I just want to say, well, it looks to me like the common Alabama girl, like Cohen's getting his arm twisted behind his back, and so he's going to say, you know, it's kind of like where you hold the kid down until he says uncle,
yep.
You know, and eventually he's going to say uncle because he wants you to get off of him, you know, that's what it sounds like they're doing with people to get them to say stuff that implicates Trump, where they can say on the news, oh, we're going to get him impeached.
I think you're very perceptive, but let me make a comment here. There are no ordinary Alabama girls.
That's right. Extraordinary Alabama girls.
So, well, you said you're fairly new to politics. How long have you been listening to the show?
Joey knows when I think when I first started calling in, because I call in the morning to Baron and Jack show, because I drive for one of the local shelters here. I do their donation runs, and I drive a lot. So I just came. I was listening to NPR, mm-hmm. And then I was like, what is this?
We saved you, my dear.
You did, because I was like, I didn't have the Sirius satellite, you know, where I could listen to new stuff. And then when I found 93.1, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm home. So now I don't even really listen to music that much when I'm out driving around. I listen to your show Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I drive Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So I listen to Baron and Jack. I listen to you, and I catch a little bit of Greg. And Joey, I've caught a little bit of yours when I was on the road later. But
oh, no.
I feel educated. I feel like all those times when I was going, the news is saying that, but I just don't believe it. I just don't believe it. Well, it's because you're not willing to be duped and just believe everything that's being said to you. Then you realize, wait a minute, I shouldn't believe this.
There you go.
Because it's a crock.
So.
And Lori, you said that you wanted to be in on the Sweet Creek drawing. I don't want us to forget that before we...
And I'm done. I don't want to over-talk.
Give me your month and day of birth.
5/9.
5/9. Lori, are you a first-time caller?
I am a first-time caller.
Oh!
Your show, does that count?
Yeah.
That's exactly what counts. It only counts for my show.
Okay.
Okay, so you've been listening for how long now?
I want to say probably about 6 months now.
And you're a driver for whom?
I work for Elmore County Humane Shelter. I'm a foster parent for them.
One of my favorite people. I love you guys. I'm so sorry you guys got broken into a while back.
I know, but that's okay because God is so good. We got an expedition donated to us last weekend, so now we have 3 shelter vehicles. And, yeah. And my foster puppies are getting adopted one by one, so, but yeah.
If you have a labradoodle that comes in, let me know.
We've got 5 labradoodle puppies right now.
You were kidding me.
No, go on Humane Society of Elmore County. I know they're on the Facebook thing. They're probably on the, they got to be on the website too, but there are 5 labradoodle puppies. They're not the
okay, audience,
the
erase
golden
that.
One.
Okay, what are they, the white one?
They're black. One of them is black and tan.
When are you going back to the shelter?
I'm dropping off a dog right now at Prattville Shelter, and then I'll be back there by 5.
Okay, you want to pick out the cutest one for me?
Yeah, I don't know which one you're going to want.
See, I can't get
you
there.
You could really go on the website and then fill out an application because they're all so cute.
Okay, so where do I go again?
It's Humane Society of Elmore County.
Okay.
And then you're looking at and they just got their pictures taken, so their little faces are fresh. If you go on Facebook, the Humane Society of Elmore County Facebook, their little faces are like the brand new pictures up there because they just got their little pictures taken.
Hey, Joey, do the audience mind wipe where everybody who's listening to this, their mind will get wiped there.
Sure.
I've really enjoyed talking to you. I've got you in for the drawing for the Fresh Market gift card. We're going to do that next Wednesday. We'll do the Sweet Creek Farm Market right before the top of the hour. I'll do it probably about 2:40, okay?
Okay, go adopt one of those babies.
Thanks.
All right, bye.
Cranky, you're going to have to hang on to me. I got too enthralled with my conversation and possibly finding a special puppy. Wasn't that the Pittsburgh Humane Society that had those puppies, Joey? Is it the Pittsburgh or is it Clinton? I don't think it was with Tumka, though. We're going to be back. Damn our show right after this.